better than you were in 60.
Okay. Tourist balance.
Right.
On the common mark. I mean, I don't know if they've got figures broken down that way, but certainly country by, if they have my country, country
right.
Put together. But anyway, the tourist balance plus the troop expenditure balance.
And do you want the investment?
Well, the investment I'd like, but it's a separate matter. They have no obligations to us on investment. That's our own choice. But I'd like to get that. But those would be the three items. Then, of course, the trade balance.
I can have the figures later in the morning.
Okay. Our failings as well as the good things about the United States. Most of all, to get some idea of where we're going and of how we're trying to fulfill the promises of the Constitution. We welcome you here and hope that you leave us as friends. We can assure you that we will learn more from your visit than you could possibly learn in the days ahead. In any case, you're most welcome here, and we're very honored that you've chosen our country to visit. Thank you.
I'll call you back.
Thank you. Oh, yeah, that's right, right, right.
I'm told that after you, the committee you referred this to, an interdepartmental committee, is now writing a report favoring federal participation.
Yeah.
This has taken on a new importance, Mr. President, in our community because of the economic dilemma here, because of the Cuban agitation to go invade the island. It would seem to me, after generating some cerebral wattage with some other people on it, it seemed to me it would be a very prudent investment on the part of the government, which is making a considerable investment here already,
yeah,
to create jobs and possibly, if the theme of this panorama of progress through freedom in the Americas is properly done, that it might divert some of these more militant Cubans to a positive thing in panorama here.
Well, sort of threw me off about the presentation was, number one, the great emphasis on the free enterprise, that this was going to be an ornament to the free enterprise system. I thought that was sort of rather nonsensical. If the federal government's going to have to put $50 million into it to prove that the government ought to stay out of everything.
Yeah.
And the other thing was the amount of the federal participation. It would really add up to sort of a permanent fair, which would be constructive, but it was the question I had was really worth the dough. We were going to end up really building the Latin American and contributing the Latin American pavilions, and I didn't really think we were going to get much out of it. There'd be a lot of visitors pass by it, but I didn't know whether it would really make much difference.
Well, here's what we have done. We've put up land, 1,700 acres of bayfront land, road money, and self-liquidated bonds to the amount of $80 million our own community has done. This will be more than a serious Disneyland.
Yeah.
We have many little projects such as getting 100 students from each country, say from Venezuela, and 50 of them would work as guides in the Venezuelan hall every morning, while the other 50 went to the University of Miami. The Peace Corps idea in reverse. There are many little items like this which would make this more than just a Seattle fair.
Yeah.
And the idea of the free enterprise system, the theme of this is progress through the environment of freedom, not necessarily economic free enterprise as Barry Goldwater mounts.
Yeah.
Just what free man can do.
Yeah. Who is that fellow that made the presentation up here?
Dr. Irving Muscat.
Yeah. What's he like?
He's a good, solid man who started out with Bob Hutchins at the University of Chicago and then went into private industry. and has many of the basic patents on plastics in this country.
Yeah.
He's a retired active person.
Yeah, yeah.
The reason I bother you is that this thing, if, I think if we could, Dr. Muscat and a couple of us would like to come up there before you go to Costa Rica and present this thing to you and to show you, and your own interdepartmental committee is now working on a draft to you.
Yeah, yeah.
Recommending that.
Yeah. What's the federal contribution? You know, do you remember? I thought it was $50 million. Now, that may be too much.
No, I think what we're talking about here is something like $25 million, and much of this I think we could get out of ARA money.
Yeah.
But what I wanted to do is intrude upon your calendar sometime, say, the first of next week, if I could.
Yeah, I'll be glad to see you, Bill. As I say, I thought Muscat had an awfully sort of ceremonial presentation that made me feel that it really was the sort of was not the sort of thing we ought to put that kind of money into, because it would add up to, well, as you say, a serious Disneyland. It would add up to a tourist attraction, but would not have any particular political significance. Now, it may have some domestic political significance, which is not to be sneezed at, but I didn't think it had any inter-American political significance.
Well, what we were hoping was this. We were hoping to hold to the old view that the only way you're going to break start any reform down in South America is through these wealthy families, which have the land and own the generals, or the generals and the family.
Yeah.
We're going to try to get these people here to look at this and to see what homesteading, for instance, did for this country, what social reform has done in this country. We'll get their cultural expressions here.
Well, I tell you what, I'll be glad to see you next Monday.
All right, sir.
Now, would you talk to Mrs. Lincoln, and you can work out a satisfactory time?
All right. But can I impose on you for one more thing?
Sure.
Probably when you were at Harvard, you remember Dr. Fabian Savitsky, who was the nephew of Serge Koussevitzky, who built that Boston Center.
Yeah, I knew. Oh, I knew Serge Koussevitzky, right.
Well, Dr. Savitsky came to this country as an immigrant in 1923 in March, and the town is having a celebration for him on the evening of March 31. He is the conductor of our symphony.
Oh, I see, yeah. Right.
And we wanted to solicit, we have a committee here putting this on, and we wanted to solicit a letter from you.
Right.
And I will send a letter to Ms. Lincoln outlining the facts of the matter, and if you could give us a letter, we'll
okay.
Read it on that evening.
Fine. Why don't you just give me a draft, and I'll be glad to send it.
All right, sir.
Good, fine. Well, now you'll be in touch with her, and I'll see you on Monday.
All right, sir. And Ms. Lincoln can set up the time.
Right.
All right.
Okay, good.
Thank you, Mr.
Thanks, Bill.
Bye.
Ed Guthman went to a party the other night.
Yeah.
Talking to Doris Gleason.
Yeah.
Who's evidently very bitter.
Yeah.
You know, as she always, usually is. But I don't know whether might be some attention paid to her, or somebody look at her or something.
Yeah. What's she bitter about?
Well, she's just mad, generally. Yeah. You know, the way she gets.
Yeah.
The way she gets.
Yeah. We have Republicans there, and she doesn't like McCone, and she's... What is it particularly?
Well, he didn't, she just seemed mad, generally, but I don't know whether... she seems always somebody that if somebody gave her a little attention occasionally to maybe come around a bit.
Yeah, well, it's pretty difficult.
Is that?
Well, she's, you know, just a waspish woman, and she's always mad at something. She's mad at the Republicans, either because we have the Republicans who are not fighting hard enough for, I don't know, civil rights or some goddamn thing, whatever it may be. She's always sore. I don't have any contact with her.
Yeah.
And,
Well, anyway, you might keep it in mind if something comes up.
You never see her, do you?
Well, I don't know. Maybe I'll try to see her, but she is such a bitter bitch.
Yeah, but she's around yelling all the time. Somebody, we hear a rumor that John McCone's going to quit sometime at a time when it suits him.
Marcus Childs, you know what Marcus Childs said? Ed Gutman.
Yeah, the toadhead did what?
Said that they're really pouring that stuff out of CIA against the administration.
CIA is?
Yeah. You see his article today?
Yeah. Well, that was obviously based on what John told him.
John McCone wants to look good in that thing.
Yeah, but I didn't think he looked great. From that honeymoon?
No, that's what he said. He said I wrote that story in order to make sure that the record was clear on what they're doing.
What, that they're putting it out?
Yeah,
but of course he put it that he was only sending it into the CIA. But he said CIA's pouring it out?
Yeah. And I think he specified that on behalf of John McCone.
And McCone was right?
Well, that John McCone, that they're trying to make themselves look good.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what he said. This is where it's coming from, he said.
Yeah. He's a real bastard, that John McCone. However, we got him. Do you have any kind
of... No, he was useful at a time.
Yeah, that point's really evaporated. But he's making me upset. Of course, everybody's on to him now. That's the trouble. He's stupid himself. Everybody's saying he's a horse's ass. But I mean, that 1,500 terrorists and guerrillas that are being trained over there isn't quite the way it was. I got 1,500 students. How many of them are being trained as terrorists and guerrillas? How many have been picked up is another good question. They don't ever have anything very precise.
Yeah. Shall I give you another problem?
Yeah.
This TFX.
Yeah.
Somebody watching that. That whole contract, is that what it is? The TFX?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, because the newspaper men think that there's something there now.
Whatever, not that we know. What do they think is there?
Well, they think it's the funny that went on, but I just think that somebody better...
Well, you know what went on? Nobody wanted to go to Topeka, Kansas. That's all that went on.
But I think we'll make sure somebody's looking at it.
Yeah.
At the hearings and everything.
All right, but yeah, I don't think, you know, I think this is your friend John McClellan.
Yeah.
But actually nothing went on, so that's why they're never going to find anything. I know what went on.
Mm.
Nothing. Because of Topeka, Kansas. That's where that contract would have gone, you know. That was the offer.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I remember the discussion.
Yeah, well, that was the whole thing.
Yeah.
But, let's see, there's that and Doris, and what was the other matter?
Oh, it's just John McCone.
Yeah, but I don't know what we can do about old John.
Except I suppose if somebody could get the message to him that they're
I thought that you could say that they're first, that all the press is saying that they're pouring out a lot of stuff to try to make, you know, either the CIA or McCone look good at the expense of the administration. There's a lot of talk about it on the Hill and everything. I'd like to have John know about that. So maybe he then decided it wasn't so wise.
Yeah.
You're not going to be seeing him, are you?
I'm going to see him Thursday, Wednesday. He's coming to the house for dinner.
Well, he's going up tomorrow to testify. Well, you might give it to him Tuesday night.
He's been better, though, hasn't he, on his testimony?
Yeah, I guess he has, though. That thing, I don't know where Mark Childs got that thing, you know? Did he get it from McCone?
McCone, that's what he implied to Ed Gutman.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's not, giving the dates when he sent the messages and everything. Christ, he never sent the message to anybody else. He sent the message to anybody else. He sent the message to anybody else. He sent the message to anybody else. Why didn't he come back from his honeymoon?
Well, I know that.
What?
I mean, you know, I understand.
Well, I think that's the only thing that, I mean, he isn't going to...
Yeah, I don't think Marcus Childs was too impressed.
Yeah.
I mean, the way he talked, he just said that that's where this stuff's coming from, and they're sticking it to you, the administration. So he just wanted to tell us that that's going on.
What's wrong?